Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, if you want to reach the show, you can do so, 866-KPRZ, 866-577-2473. Also, if you go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, Andor. Isn't that a thing in Star Wars, Andor? Andor, make a comment. Check on the weather. Beautiful. It's just great. Weather's really nice today. A little chilly, but nice. Traffic, not that bad. Not that bad. I like that it's not that bad. A couple stories I want to run by you. Kind of get your feedback. You can tell me what you think of these. Some of these stories are a little goofier than others. They're a little bit post-Super Bowl. Super Bowl. NBC alters Nick Offerman NASCAR ad after gluten joke offends gluten community. Over 18,000 people signed a petition asking NBC to remove an ad for its NASCAR programming originally run during the Super Bowl, in which Parks and Rec star Nick Offerman says, "When our idea of danger is eating gluten, there's trouble afoot."
Dave, I didn't know you could be glutenly offended.
I guess these guys are just in a gluten mood. Kind of gloomy, but gluteny.
It's their birthday.
It's my birthday. What did we come up with on Eeyore? What did we say about Eeyore? Depressed Christian Eeyore? What do we call that guy? We gave him a name where we just, everything we do is so negative.
Now I can't remember.
Yeah, I know. It was pretty funny stuff, whatever we did. Here's the bottom line. I guess they were very upset because it talked about the fact that some people struggle with eating gluten. You know, there comes a point where the idea that offending everybody, you can't do anything to offend anybody, means that everybody should do nothing. Because everybody offends somebody in some capacity. Have you taken into account, oh gluten people, how offensive Jesus Christ was to the religious leaders and to the religious communities back in the day? Yet, would you say Jesus was offensive or people were offended at Jesus? Ooh, two different things, aren't they? Here's the thing. If you are deeply wounded by gluten jokes, you have one simple solution to your life. Get on a boat and go to Aruba. Because the rest of us in America want to be able to laugh at gluten jokes, at non-gluten jokes, at Democratic jokes, at Republican jokes.
Why should I be sad? It's my birthday.
It's my birthday. I mean, the people are, can you get so depressed about so many stupid things that so long? Look, if you don't want to eat gluten, don't eat gluten. But if you're going to tell me that a commercial is highly offensive, turn the TV off, never listen to radio, get rid of the newspaper, stop driving in your car, don't go to the store, don't go to school, and for goodness gracious, don't have a dog that you have to take outside or you're going to be offending people right and left.
And befriend a used napkin and a potato chip.
I mean, well, that was a good line. Here's the bottom line. The whole thing, I'm so blah about this. Now, some people are going to go, well, you know, don't you think you're taking kind of a strong position? No. You see, political correctness is man's attempt to establish righteousness apart from God. No wonder it's confusion. All these people that are doing these things and say, well, that really offends me. That really offends me. You know, it's like, you know what I'm not really good at? Okay, I'm pretty decent at sports. I'm not good at tiddlywinks. Now, because I'm not good at tiddlywinks, if somebody tells a joke about tiddlywinks, it's going to be like, you know, that really offends me. I'm tiddlywinkled it. I have tiddlywinkle-itis. And so because I have tiddlywinkle-itis, that really offends my sensibilities. Because you talk in such demeaning terms about my tiddlywinking playing. Really? Go to the bank, take out a loan, and buy a Clue. Why don't you try that? I'll just try all those things right there. Because if you get so offended when somebody talks, so listen, I'm not a big fan of Brussels sprouts. Okay, this is something that my wife and I do not see eye to eye in. We do not have this conversation. It's just not a conversation we have. It doesn't seem to work for us because it's not something that I'm going to convince her of. She's not going to convince me of. I don't think Brussels sprouts are really from God. It's just my take. You can get mad at me all you want. But I am not going to get offended if somebody tells a joke about people in Brussels sprouts and eating them or not eating them, just because I think Brussels sprouts are actually heads of lettuce that went through the Rick Moranis shrinking ray process, just because I think that. Doesn't mean if somebody likes them or dislikes them, that's offensive or not offensive. You know, we can have something called difference of opinion. That's why, get this, that's why there's more than one flavor ice cream. Oh, you're not having vanilla. I'm so offended. Oh, you're not having chocolate. I'm so offended.
French vanilla, the best.
chocolate brownie stuffy, you know, cookie mix, brownie mix, whatever. Whatever the government says is bad, that's probably good. That's the stuff that makes you live the longest. I'm just saying. Actually, the people that live the longest are the ones that complain the most, but that's God's way of getting back at them.
Or the ones that eat bacon.
Ooh, yeah, that lady lives. She's 108, still going. She's on bacon every day. I can't believe that, you know. And some people get really offended at the smell of bacon. Don't smell it. Well, I don't know how to not smell it. I know how to not smell my dog when he's wet and out of the shower. Figure it out with bacon. I mean, come on. There's a point where we have to function as a society, and not everybody's going to like anything. But if you can't tell a joke about gluten food, come on. That goes along with this. I only have a minute to do this. I don't even know if I can get through this. I'm just not sure I can do it. Ready? Have you heard of the magazine The Nation?
Yes.
It's one of the most liberal. That doesn't offend me. It's a liberal paper.
No, if they want to have liberal slanted magazines,
right.
Fine.
I get to talk what I get to talk about, right? They said that if you want the Patriots to win the Super Bowl, if you wanted that this last week, you're a racist. First of all, it's a paper that's seeking fame. We all know. And then apparently, you know, instead of having pot in the brownies, they found rocks for brains in the brownies, because that's the only other way that you can get to this conclusion here. This is just like Baltimore and San Francisco. When Baltimore, the Ravens played the San Francisco 49ers, and all these people went on the air, all these liberal media people, and they said Baltimore is America's team because they support gay rights. As though San Francisco 49ers were opposed to gay people. What kind of planet is that? What are you talking about? Here, if you want the Patriots to win, you're racist. I think every person who's a black person on the Patriots should sue.
Horrible.
It's just so silly. It's silly. Now, everybody, and you know, everybody talking about Pete Carroll and all making the mistakes, you know, nobody's really talking about the fact that when he is a USC, him and Reggie Bush. Now, Reggie Bush plays for the Lions, so, I mean, I like him as a player. I don't like him as a spokesperson. I like him as a player, but, you know, they got caught cheating. I'm just saying, don't get mad at me. It's not my fault. I just happen to know that's true. Everybody else knows that's true. What can you do? Here's the team. The team that won was the team that had the most points at the end.
No.
That's how you got to remember about a sporting event. And if watching football or baseball or hockey or basketball or badminton or tiddlywinks, you miss my tiddlywink-itis that I have. I have tiddlywink-itis. So I'm not very good at tiddlywinks. But I'm not going to get offended about it because I might put somebody's eye out with that. And then
only 16 days till pitchers and catchers.
Is that true? Really?
Wow. They open this year on my kid's birthday, yeah.
Wow. I know what you're excited about. We'll see what happens. Here's what I'm going to say. Don't get so offended. Take a deep breath. Eat a brownie. And if you're those people from The Nation, eat more of those brownies with rocks in them. That'll explain a lot. Okay, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, we're going to be looking at a DDD.
Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Paver and get your name or business name displayed on the Port Walk. Go to sdport.org to purchase your paver today. Chris George, General Manager, Team Kia of El Cajon. Chris, what does Team Kia of El Cajon mean to you?
I wanted to do business in a town and in a community that I live in, I go to church in, my kids go to school in. We know the teachers, we know the families. So any day you walk in that store, somebody in there knows somebody that goes to church at Foothills or goes to church at Shadow Mountain or Skyline.
Go to TeamKiaOfElCajon.com today. Tell them KPRZ sent you and get a free tire rotation, brake inspection, and alignment quick check.
Have you ever thought about taking a trip to Israel but never thought it was possible? KPRZ wants to invite you on a trip of a lifetime as we experience Israel this fall, October 24th through November 3rd with Genesis Tours and teaching pastor Alistair Begg from Truth for Life. For 9 days, you'll get to travel Israel and experience the wonder of the Bible coming to life. For full cost, trip information, or to register, visit experienceisrael.com. Join us in Israel for the experience of a lifetime.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger, they are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
You know, oil prices have dropped in a big way, and gas prices have followed. But did you know that as a result, mortgage rates have come down too? They're now lower than they've been since June of 2013. So if you've closed a home loan in the last year and a half, make the cash call at 866-590-CASH for a lower rate. Like today's 15-year fixed refi at 2.75% rate and APR with no closing costs. You can probably save with a lower payment, pull tens of thousands out of your home, or maybe do both. And we can refinance you with no closing costs. None. Because at Cash Call, we are designed to save. So make the cash call at 866-590-CASH. That's 866-590-CASH.
Cash Call Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lenders Law License Number 603-8780, NMLS Number 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Did you like that? Nice, abrupt. San Diego, California. All right, if you want to reach the show, you can do so. Send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. So last week, our very own Robo Producer was sick 5 days. 5 days you
were
sick.
It was nasty.
It was bad. And now, Robo Paul, sick day number two. I wasn't feeling that great yesterday. There's a lot of that yucky stuff, huh?
Yeah, I know. And if Paul has what I have, I do not envy him. It's nasty business.
It's tough. Stuff like that's tough. Okay, let's do a quick DDD. We don't have a lot of time in this segment, but I did want to get this one in. Just an encouragement, probably more for me to hear than for you to listen to. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 through 2. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 through 2. Therefore, I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called, with all humility, gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love. Doesn't seem like a complex passage. It just seems like we pretty much skip through what this says. Therefore, I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling wherewith you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love. The portion starts off and says, I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy for the Christian who believes that they are saved by grace. There is a problem that erupts from time to time called licentiousness, and that is better understood by you and I as greasy grace. That's grace where you're like, oh, it doesn't matter if I'm sinning. I'll just ask for forgiveness. I'll just get grace for it. It doesn't matter. Blah, 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 blah. It's kind of a licentiousness is this mindset or attitude that it's okay to sin. You have a license to sin because grace will take care of it. So don't worry about it. And that is not a manner worthy of the calling of the gospel. That is not a manner worthy of the calling of being a prisoner of the Lord. That does not qualify. Walking in licentiousness. In fact, one of the things that I've had, I think I've had maybe 60 discussions or more with people here at the station, and it really comes down to people that struggle with sin. They're like, well, you know, I'm struggling with the sin. It's really hard. It's a difficult scenario. I'm not sure what to do about it. You know, what do you think? And am I still a Christian? And it's like, it's when you stop struggling with sin and you just don't care about your sin or what it does or whatever impact it has, that's the real problem. The problem is not you struggling with sin. That's fairly normal in the Christian walk. There's a lot of old man versus new man, a lot of flesh versus spirit. That part, okay, I got no problem. You're struggling with it? Yeah, pray for help every day. Good. That means you're in the war. That's a good thing. That is a much better position than somebody who just says, I don't care. I just sin and I could care less. The licentiousness attitude, that's a manner that's not worthy. And we are called to walk in a manner that's worthy as prisoners of the Lord. And one of the first things that gets dropped up in the definition is humility. We're asked to walk with humility. And a lot of humility has to do with us not receiving all the accolades every time there's something going on. The other thing that we're called to do is to walk in gentleness. Gentleness is not weakness. It's a meekness. It's a softness. You don't all have to be obnoxious. There's a few of us that are obnoxious more so than others. We're working on it. We're also called to be patient, which means patience, which means forget that three-year-old attitude. Don't pray for patience. The Lord will give it to you. Pray for it every single day. Maybe he will give it to you. And then we're told to walk in forbearance or tolerance for one another, a huge element for us to put up with one another, endure one another, embrace one another, and take all four of these, humility, gentleness, patience, and forbearance, and walk with them as our motivator in love. That's a manner worthy of being a prisoner of the Lord. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, we got a few more DDDs and some history coming right up.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Make your next real estate transaction count for eternity. Meet top performing residential real estate professional, Sam Razul.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam here. So you or someone you know is thinking about selling a home, but the house needs some work. No problem. I'll front up to $20,000 for fix-ups, and I won't charge any interest or fees to use my money. Your home will sell faster and for top dollar. I get reimbursed at close of escrow. I'll also be donating to your favorite ministry. Everyone wins. Call me now. I'll answer all your questions right over the phone. 858-722-7515 or visit me online at thinksam.com.
Sam wants to share his Muslim to Christian testimony with you or your small group. If you or someone you know is considering a move, you won't believe how much of his commissions he'll share with ministry. Call Sam now at 858-722-7515 or visit him online at thinksam.com. He's the real deal. BRE license number 01192260. Solar Contracting is your one-stop solar shop, and with over 20 years of solar experience, Current Solar Contracting is here to make sure you get the best deal possible.
Hello, my name is Gaetano Giacalone, CEO of Current Solar Contracting. We're looking to provide you with quality workmanship and services. We do extensive research to make sure what we're putting on your home or business is the best the solar industry has to offer and the best fit for your solar needs. Kern Solar Contracting is family owned and operated, so when you work with us, you work with real employees, not outsourced third parties. We work directly with you, step by step, to ensure complete customer satisfaction. Take the solar challenge. See how much money Kern Solar Contracting can save you.
Call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. Or visit currentsd.com.
We can't wait to have you join our Kern Solar family.
619-272-0303. Or visit currentsd.com.
Hello, Miss Flower, I need you.
What Mr. Grosky needs is helpwantedsandiego.com.
Miss Flower.
Where he can find hundreds of local employees.
Miss Flower, Miss Flower, Miss Flower, Miss Flower, Miss Flower, Miss Flower, Miss Flower.
Post jobs and start getting resumes in minutes.
I need you, Miss Flower.
With more local employees than ever. HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Long name, amazing results.
Where are you?
Mommy, what does Daddy look like?
Oh, sweetie, you know Daddy. He's, give me a minute. I got this.
Your family having trouble remembering what you look like? Chances are, you work too far from home.
Daddy has hair that's blonde.
Find a local job with HelpWantedSanDiego.com. They have hundreds of jobs in this area. Free and easy to use.
He's tall and thin. Oh, no, I just described Mr. Jackson next door. Daddy's bald.
Go local with HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Long name, amazing results.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, Connor. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Nice dodge from the other studio into here. That was
By the way,
good.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. There you go. We are here at KPRZ Studios right here in San Diego, California, talking about the different things that apply to our Christian walk. If you've listened to the show for more than 5 minutes, one, I'm sorry. Two, aspirin, very helpful on a regular basis. Ibuprofen even is something I would encourage. Also, three, what we do is we do kind of a mix. You ever notice we do our mix? We'll do politics. Politics, poly being many, ticks being blood-sucking insects. We get that. Number two, we do sports. We do food. We do movies. We do entertainment. We do television. We do weather. We do traffic.
Any foodies today?
We do. We don't have any foodies. We don't. Sorry about that. We do have some history that we're going to cover. We do what we call DDDs, which are devotional diamonds of the day. We do Bible portions. We do interviews. What do? We do a whole bunch of whole bunch of. That's a good one. A whole bunch of whole bunch of. Somebody said, well, your show, I mean, you guys say it's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. It's a little bit like Christian radio, Johnny Carson-ish kind of stuff without the nasty language in Las Vegas. That might be a good way to say that. And for those that don't understand that, never mind.
Where's Ed McMahon?
Yeah. What's that?
Never mind. I said, where's Ed McMahon?
Oh. But what do you mean? You're
I
right
know
there.
Where he is.
You're right there. What are you talking about? Hello. Anyway. This is something I actually did in church. I tell you I did this. This is one of those things that you think, how can you do this? So one day I decided the church was growing in Flagstaff, and it was doing pretty good. So the church was, went from like 65, 70 people to about 140 or 150 in a couple of weeks. And when that happens, you start thinking, oh, well, what are you supposed to do? And I'm not an organizer. So this was a bad thing for me. Great thing for everybody else. Great for the fellowship. Great for, us being able to cover the rent. That was great. But I decided because the church was getting bigger, we had split into two services and that was getting bigger. So I thought what we would do is we did a Johnny Carson style service. And what we did is we took a rope, put it across the front of the stage, and then covered it with a curtain. And then behind there was a desk with a chair behind it, and then three like chairs to the side, just like the Johnny Carson set. And what we did was we randomly called people from the audience, didn't tell them ahead of time. That's how good we are. We just no forewarning. And then we brought them up there, and I interviewed them in front of the rest of the church so people can get to know about them and learn about them. So we did this whole thing. It turned out that one of the guys that went to our church had a former production company. So he actually brought cameras in. So we put cameras to the side, right? We did the whole, we went all the way. I went out, I did, on each service, I did a 5-minute monologue. And the monologue was just 5 minutes of scripture talking about the need to get to know one another. And it's really hard for us to pray with one another and to support one another. Yeah, just like that. We did that in the beginning of each service. And so 5-minute monologue on unity and getting to know one another and loving your neighbor. It was absolutely, I mean, people still talk to me about that today. Fascinating stuff.
That's pretty cool.
No, it was a lot of fun. It was, you'd think, well, there's not a lot to learn. There's not a lot of spiritual thing. Getting to know the people you're going to spend eternity with is probably one of the coolest things that there is to do. It's so cool. And we have people up there, I'm telling you, we had this couple, married couple. They were super duper funny. They get up there and they're like, "What do you do? We're from Iowa." "Oh, you're in Flagstaff here at the school, Northern Arizona University." "Yes, we are." "And we're married couple. We're here and da da da." "That's great. Well, what do you guys do out in Iowa?" No, I'm not kidding. I never heard of this before. They're like, "We do cow tipping." And they did a five minute explanation on cow tipping. And at first I thought, this is either the best routine ever, and these guys should have their own comedy show. But they actually do some type of cow. It's just so funny to hear people talk. This other lady, her name was Chris. She was from the engineering department at NEU. They would do canoe races. So I was like, "Oh, canoe races. That's cool because there's a lot of water in Flagstaff, so on and so forth." She goes, "Yeah, they're cement canoes." And I would be like, "Okay." So, you know, I would stop, I'd take my pencil, I'd hit it on my little Michigan box, this old Michigan box, and I'd go, "Cement canoe," right? She's like, "Yeah, the idea was to make cement as light as you can, see who can get across the water faster." I go, "Anybody sink?" Because it's cement canoe. So anyway, that's what they did in the engineering. So that's kind of fun, right? It's kind of a different...
That's fun.
Yeah, it's a different kind of take on things. Why do we do that? Because you got to know about one another. You got to be connected to one another. You got to be in connection with one another. Impossible to love your neighbor. I'm just telling you, impossible to love your neighbor if you won't even talk to your neighbor. Impossible to pray for somebody if you don't know anything about them. And it's cool that we use bulletins to communicate, but sometimes we need to actually have conversations. There's a passage in Ephesians 4:3, that talks about being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And it's talking about preserving the unity that's created for all of us because of the Holy Spirit. It never says protecting the unity of our eschatology. It just doesn't say that. It says protecting the unity of our, preserving the unity of our spirit, of the Holy Spirit, in the bond of peace, being connected to one another. Finding out about these people has enabled me to pray for them over years and years. And sometimes I see them still sitting there. And we also did some comedic routines. You want to know what we did for Bible study?
I'm afraid to ask.
No, this is great. I had the associate, Bill Hanna was my associate pastor. And Bill, he got up there. We did a voice recording piece. He gets up there. He dresses up like Elijah. And yet, no, I mean, he looks like Elijah. And he walks in and he goes, "I'm Elijah and I'm so lonely." And then you hear, "What's the matter, Elijah?" It's on a tape system, right? And then Bill goes, "I'm lonely. There's nothing happening." And then the voice, because it's supposed to be the Lord, right, goes, "Well, did you hear about the potluck that's taking place over at the Spoons?" It's just the same, giving all the information. And he just does this back and forth. And it's like, how funny is that?
That's pretty funny.
That's some pretty good stuff. I mean, some people sing, and you get to do stuff like that because Jesus is not boring or a square. And I know that people are trying, "No, he's this." He's no, he was nothing like that. Nothing. The Jewish customs back then were nothing like that. He was a radical teacher that didn't do things the way that the Pharisees did things. That's just what he was. And people get upset. It's like, well, you can't do it this way, or you can't do, you can do anything the Lord tells you to do that's not a breach of scripture. You can do it. If you want to do finger puppets, not a lot of scriptural reference to finger puppets. Finger puppets are just fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I've actually had somebody say to me, "If it's not specifically spoken in the Bible specifically, I won't do it." I said, "Well, then don't go to the bathroom." It's like, it's so dumb. There's this understanding that scripture is there for us to grow and connect to the Lord. It's what the Lord uses to draw us into our communion with him. And Jesus even talks about it in John 5, where he says, "You search the scriptures because in them you think you have life, and these are they which point to me." The whole point of the scripture is to point to Jesus. So it's okay to be human. It's okay to be yourself. It's okay to do things differently. You know, if you're stuck in a situation or a corporation or a company and they just won't do things and you always feel, I don't know, frustrated or you're not doing what you're supposed to do or you're stuck, maybe you should consider leaving. You know, you don't need to, you don't need anything but the Lord to make it. Okay? You don't need, oh, no, I need this job. No, you need Jesus. And if the Lord wants to give you another job, he can and he will. He can do anything. He's the Lord. Let's not limit him because we're feeling limited. That might be a good way to approach it. Okay? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, I'm actually going to do a little bit of history and a story or two. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Phrase, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Hi, I'm Donna, and I'm a mentor host home provider with California Mentors Family Home Agency. If you have an extra bedroom and want to make a real difference in your community, open your home to an adult with a developmental disability who might not have the opportunity to live with a loving family like yours. Call a California Mentor recruiter today who can share more about this special program. You'll get all the ongoing support you need and a generous monthly stipend. Call a California Mentor recruiter today at 1-855-MENTOR-2 or go online at mentorswanted.com.
Tom Kanner brings you Friendship with God, afternoons on KPRZ at 4:30. Join Tom Kanner as he takes you through Scripture in a way that brings the Bible and specifically the Old Testament to life. Your best friend is the one that knows the worst about you and loves you just the same. And that best friend is God. Tom Kanner's passion is to give biblical teaching to draw you closer to the Lord. Tom Kanner teaches you how to have friendship with God. Afternoons at 4:30 on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Moms, KPRZ presents our craziest show yet, America's most popular live stage show for you and your daughter. It's the Secret Keeper Girl Crazy Hair Tour, created by best-selling author Dana Gresh. The most fun a mom and daughter will ever have digging into God's Word while laughing and singing together. Secret Keeper Girl is a special mother-daughter event that promotes biblical modesty, purity, and real inner beauty, presented in a super fun and safe environment with live worship. Join us Sunday, February 22nd at Foothills Christian Church in El Cajon or Friday, February 27th at Calvary Chapel Oceanside at 6:30 p.m. Come experience what over a million moms and daughters have enjoyed around the country. Your daughter and you will have a blast. To learn more and to order your tickets today, go to secretkeepergirl.com. That's secretkeepergirl.com.
KPRZ wants to equip pastors and church leaders with Salem Church products, resources for the Christian church, like mini movies and media for your messages, such as Worship House Media, Sermon Spice, Sermon Search Youth Ministry, and Worship House for Kids. From church staffing, Christian jobs, sites for church employment, and connecting believers in the workplace, plus special offers, articles, and resources for pastors like Pastor's Deals, Saving Your Church Money, Monthly Pastor's Letter, and Art of Marriage video events. KPRZ promotions like Church of the Week and Ministry of the Month, empowering church leaders to do the work of the ministry, and the list goes on. Don't miss your invitation to KPRZ's annual signature station events like the Pastors and Worship Leaders Appreciation Luncheon and the Pastors Masters Golf Tournament. See all of this in writing and learn more by visiting kprz.com/pastorsresources. That's kprz.com/pastorsresources.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. When we started eHarmony.com, we never dreamed that we'd have over 950,000 marriages. A high percentage of these marriages have involved two persons dedicated to the Christian values you and I share. Now, maybe you've never considered eHarmony. Some of you have tried us and didn't find what you're looking for. Whatever your story, please know that hundreds of thousands of Christians have found their soulmate on eHarmony.com, and eHarmony marriages have proven to be more satisfying than those that start at church, at work, or in most other ways that people meet. If you've been away for a while, we want to welcome you back. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Come to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, you can do so by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Also, a check on the traffic, definitely heavier than the last traffic check we did. So that means everybody start dialing up your patience. Relax, take it easy. You will get there on time or as close to on time as the Lord decides that you should get there. Also, I think the weather's pretty nice. It's a little cool, but it's nice. It's got that nice look to it. Feels crisp, fresh, you know, that kind of thing. So that's good. And it was freezing last night at our place.
Oh, man, it really got cold.
It was. It was cold. I didn't put a robe. Normally, I get up and I'll be in my pajamas, and then I have like a little heating pad and my little blanket. This time, I put a robe on. It's like, whoa, it's cold.
Straight out of the 477.
Yeah. There you go. Here you go. Ready? History. A little history. His story, ready? Okay. A little history. On this day in 1468, Johann Gutenberg, German printer and inventor, died. Johann, sorry. Johann. Oh, I can't help it. The paper's all squishy. 1913, the 16th Amendment was ratified. You know what the 16th Amendment in 1913 was? You're not going to believe this one. You know what it is? It was establishing the federal income tax.
Yeah,
so they didn't have that till 1913, kind of like 1913, so yeah, we've been around for 100, hey, we'll tax them now. I think that's the short end of the deal. I don't think that was the good deal right there. 1917, the United States broke off diplomatic relations with Germany. They should have done a lot more than done just broke off relations. 1959, rock singers Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and the Big Bopper died in a plane crash on this day. Ouch, that hurts. This I found fascinating. In 1690, the first paper money in America was issued in the Massachusetts Bay Colony. That I found amazing. And then in 1912, the new U.S. football rules were set. The field was shortened to 100 yards. Touchdowns counted as 6 points instead of five. Four downs are allowed instead of three. And the kickoff is moved from midfield to the 40-yard line.
And the Browns were never allowed to win again.
You know, they've got a real chance during this offseason. Now when the regular season starts, I don't know. But they got a chance during the offseason. Also, for those that don't know, 1927 President Calvin Coolidge signed a bill creating the Federal Radio Commission to regulate the airwaves. Here is the last of the things. The 1966 Soviet Luna 9 achieved a soft landing on the moon. Interesting. And then in 1971, OPEC decides to set oil prices without consulting buyers. That just doesn't seem right. Is there something wrong with that? They're like, hey, we're going to set prices. You look a little uglier. It's an extra $1.50 a barrel for you.
Don't like the way you're looking at me, kid.
Yeah. That doesn't. Is it me? Does that seem off?
Just a bit.
I think that seems off. All right. Everybody knows I'm not a big fan of selfies. Even though this camera that my wife and I got for me, it's a big, I mean, you can do selfies by just like throwing it in the air or something like that. Anyway, unfortunately, this is one of those more serious things. They've been doing this investigation on this plane that crashed in the end of May in Denver. And it turns out they believe that both the pilots were shooting selfies. And that's why the plane crashed, which is like, okay. That is beyond the pale. That's the kind of thing we got to back off and not let that kind of thing happen. That's a bad thing. Okay, let's do a DDD, and then we've got a double Facebook post. Let's try this DDD real quickly. I think you like this one. This is Ephesians 4, 11 through 12. Ephesians 4, 11 through 12 says this. And he gave some as apostles and some as prophets and some as evangelists and some as pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of service to the building up of the body of Christ. Let's go through that again. Make sure you heard all the different points. He gave some as apostles and some as prophets, some as evangelists and some as pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of service to the building up of the body of Christ. So in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 and 12, we get this understanding as to why there were apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Many people have taken this portion and said that's the fivefold ministry of church leadership. I'm fairly confident church leadership expands much more beyond these five. I will say these two things in the negative and in the positive. One, it never says anywhere in these scriptures, and the miscalculation in 1 Corinthians 12 we'll discuss another time, but it doesn't say in these scriptures that these positions have ceased. There are still people who are evangelists. There are still pastors. There are still teachers. There's some people that function in a prophetic context for speaking unto men to edification, exhortation, and comfort. And as we understand, the word apostle means to one who brings forth or one who is sent forth. We certainly know that God still sends people forth. So I'm not real convinced the positions have ceased. However, it never says these are the same offices as the big A's and the big P's, the big apostles, the big prophets. I think there's a difference between office and function, but if your fellowship says it's these five and no more, or your fellowship says these five are all part of the bigger picture, or if your fellowship says this is not an issue for me in regards to whether I'd fellowship with somebody or not, no way. It's, if you're comfortable with that position, great. Super. Let's go to what the text is about. Let's keep it in context. And that's understanding what the different positions and offices and functions are for. What are they for? Verse 12. That's what they're for. So you can sit there and debate all the other stuff you want, but you can't skip the bigger stuff. Like Jesus said to the Pharisees, you strain at a gnat and you swallow a camel. He's like, you want to cut that out? The scripture tells us the reason for church leadership. What is it? Verse 12, for the equipping of the saints. To equip the saints. The purpose of church leadership in any capacity is to build up, empower, equip, prepare the saints. And what are they being prepared for? It says right in the verse, for the equipping of the saints for the work of service. Why is there the equipping of the saints? It's for works of service. So whether you're into the fivefold or whether your church teaches that it's broader or whether your church teaches a mix, don't care. What I care about is that you're being equipped and it's for works of service. And specifically, the scripture says, to what end? It says this, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ. The purpose of equipping the saints is for works of service. The works of service are for the building up of the body of Christ. So you can take those three things to the bank and understand the purposes of God. They're pretty simple when you follow them from top to bottom, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Those are the two great commandments. And in the function of the church, we are encouraged from church leadership to be equipped for works of service for the purpose of building up the people in the body. So again, and we've said this before, and we'll say it again, the idea to be equipped as a saint is not so you can have a trophy. It's not so you can have a toy. It's a tool that's used in service to this end, strengthening, building up, lifting up, empowering people in the body of Christ. The irony behind this portion and the other portions in Ephesians 4 and Ephesians 1 and 1 Corinthians 1 and 1 Corinthians 12, 1 Corinthians 14, Romans 12, Romans 14. The purpose of all of this is for us to minister to people in the body, to strengthen them, to build them up, to lift them up, to encourage them. Will the saints get equipped so they can perform works of service that ends up building up the people of the body? That is a lot of the purpose that the church should be functioning in. And you and I need to be equipped so we can perform works of service so we can build up our brothers and sisters. Okay, doesn't seem that hard. I mean, it does seem like what we need to do. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, Facebook posts, don't go anywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Establish your family's waterfront legacy. Sponsor a paver and have your family or business name engraved on the port walk along the newly beautified North Embarcadero. Go to sdportwalk.org to purchase your paver today.
You wouldn't leave your car unprotected, so why leave your identity unprotected? Nearly 500,000 cars were stolen in 2012. For every car stolen, 34 people had their identities stolen. Identity thieves can take your money, damage your credit, and wreak havoc on your life. Help protect yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus, the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. It provides protection for your social security number, bank accounts, investments, even the equity in your home. Your bank may alert you to suspicious credit or debit card activity, but a thief could still open new accounts in your name, and your credit report may only tell you after your identity's been compromised. While no one can stop all identity theft, LifeLock Ultimate Plus watches out for you in ways that banks and credit card companies alone just can't. Visit LifeLock.com and use promo code AWARE or call and mention AWARE to save 10%. Call 1-800-838-6010. 800-838-6010. 800-838-6010. Network does not cover all transactions.
Finding the perfect gift can be really stressful, especially when shopping for the lady in your life. Enhancery Jewelers has the answer to stress-free shopping with sparkling diamonds, gemstone jewelry, and the exciting new Rhythm of Love pendants, earrings, and rings with diamonds that will move with her heartbeat at prices you'll be sure to love. Enhancery Jewelers also has the hot new Pandora bracelets that can be personalized with sterling silver or gold charms that will let you convey how much the woman in your life means to you. Plus, Enhancery Jewelers also has a special offer just for you. 1 carat diamonds for just $2,995. Perfect for upgrading her existing ring or for a new pendant or ring design. Shop Enhancery Jewelers at I-8 and Mission Gorge or online at enhancery.com and get the woman in your life something she'll cherish for a lifetime.
This radio station's mission is to tell the world of the love of Jesus Christ. We also know that the best Christian is an informed Christian. That's why our sister station, AM 1170, The Answer, will keep you informed on anything happening that you need to know about. Come here for the gospel message. Go there to find out what's happening here and around the world. Together, we can change the world. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, and AM 1170, The Answer.
Have you ever thought about taking a trip to Israel but never thought it was possible? KPRZ wants to invite you on a trip of a lifetime as we experience Israel this fall, October 24th through November 3rd with Genesis Tours and teaching pastor Alistair Begg from Truth for Life. For 9 days, you'll get to travel Israel and experience the wonder of the Bible coming to life. For full cost, trip information, or to register, visit experienceisrael.com. Join us in Israel for the experience of a lifetime.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. About to do something we've never done on the show before, so we're going to really try. We're trying an experiment, okay? So here's the experiment. One, if you want to reach the show, you can do so by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. That's number one. Number two, we're going to do two Facebook posts. What do you think of that? So... That's very good. Do you want to use that as the first part and then do the official music behind the second one? Or how would you like to do it since you're the producer?
No, I think we should just actually roll the first bit of music now, the one I chose, and then the one we were going to go with for the second one.
Okay, let's do that now. So let's roll it now. That's right, folks. We spare no expense here at KPRZ. So for our Facebook post, we're using the A-Team. And here's the post from yesterday. I didn't get a chance to do it, but I thought it was a good enough post for us to consider. It's John chapter 11, verse 35, the shortest verse in the Bible. John chapter 11, verse 35, the shortest verse, nine letters. Here it is. Jesus wept. So the Facebook post was this, John 11:35, Jesus wept. Why? 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 The question that I was trying to ask in the Facebook post is, why did Jesus cry? Why did he weep? Was it because Lazarus was buried? And many people, myself included, don't think so, because Lazarus was getting up in 10 minutes. He's going to be up and fine. In fact, there might be a part of you that thinks Lazarus might have been going, you know, I liked where I was. But anyhow, there was a lot of grief and a lot of pain around Jesus, and Martha and Mary were crying, and people were hurting, and Jesus simply demonstrated his connection to his own creation. And when you're hurting, he hurts. Okay? That's kind of a cool thing. Now, let's move from that to today's Facebook post. And again, no expense spared here at the famous KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California, because we just put the big money to everything. That's the bottom line. And this Facebook post comes out of 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. Love this. Just keep in mind, though, that one portion. Jesus wept. Why? And now listen to this portion. 2 Corinthians 1:9. But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. It's difficult for Christians to understand, myself included, that there are things that happen in our lives that are out of our control and that we can do nothing in ourselves, of ourselves, or by ourselves to get through the situation, but we must fully rely on God. And then there's that caveat telling you why you can rely on God, who raises the dead. So you're counting on God, and you're not counting on God because you know he's got really good stats. He does really well. He kind of gets through it. Yay, praise the Lord. That's not where that's going. What it's saying is, this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead, the qualifier that God is capable of taking care of us and that we are well to rely on him is the fact that he can raise the dead. Think about your circumstance and your situation. Does it require something greater than the raising of the dead? Because that's God's qualifier to help you in it. So is what you're going through greater than God raising the dead, bringing the lifeless back to life? Is what you're going through greater than that? No. Oh, well, that's God's qualifier that tells you he can be relied on. You see, this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. Nice qualifying card, I'd say. Thank you. And so the Facebook post had this Facebook post note to it. Stuff happens, so we will trust him. Ooh, wait, what? Stuff happens, so we will trust him. There are things that happen in our lives on purpose so that we will trust in the Lord. There are things that take place that are beyond our scope. They don't exactly fit perfectly with our theology all the time. No, you know they don't. And that's okay, because even if the circumstance is beyond you and beyond ourselves, we can have a confidence in God who raises the dead. That's his qualifying card. He raises the dead. So therefore, we can understand that stuff that does happen in our lives, he allows that to happen, so that we won't rely on ourselves, but that we will rely on him, that we will count on him, that we will trust in him, that we will follow Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. It's a wonderful thing to understand that God will sometimes orchestrate our circumstance and situation simply to demonstrate his great ability and his touch into our lives. And it's hard to trust from time to time, but it's helpful to trust because then we don't have to carry everything. And aren't you a little bit like me? Isn't carrying everything a little bit tiresome from time to time? That's why when stuff happens, we can trust in him. Okay? You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a 22-hour break, and then we're back with more Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.